Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Ria May, Dan Tolevsky, more hits, more favorites, Fox FM for this Friday morning. Reader, I need to talk about something that really frustrated me yesterday.
Okay.
I need to get something off my chest here. Takes a lot to get me frustrated and flustered, but this happened on the way home from work yesterday.
Yeah.
I wanted to make grilled cheese. We were talking about it on the show. I had to buy bread. There's a place in town where I buy my bread. It's a secret location that makes delicious bread, and they also listen to Fox FM. And I showed up to grab some bread. I was walking in. There was an older gentleman in front of me, and he and I were both going towards the bread. And I thought, oh, he's probably picking up some bread too. So he goes, and we get to the bread. He grabs every single loaf of bread and then just walks away and goes and pays for it and leaves. Every loaf of bread. Oh. So I looked at the guy and I was like, hey, I need one of those. Can I grab one? He didn't even look at me or talk to me. He just kept walking, paid for the bread, left. I was left breadless yesterday. So I need to talk about that. Don't be the kind of person that at least doesn't explain themselves. Because, like, I wouldn't be mad if, you know, I asked, hey, could I grab one of those? And he says, no, I work for the care home and I need to buy for lunch for everybody for today. Makes sense. I'm not going to get mad about that. But, yeah, please just explain to me why you're taking all of the bread and depriving me of a grilled cheese.
Oh, boy. Maybe he had a lot of birds to feed.
Maybe he was heading out to the park to feed ducks.
Who knows? I don't know. I've never run into that situation before.
I've gone to stores and stuff has been sold out. That doesn't bother me because stores run out of stock. But I've never been behind somebody who takes everything of one thing and then just buys it all and doesn't let you even get an answer why you can't buy bread to make grilled cheese. Can you guys tell how frustrated I am by this morning?
Yes.
So all I need to say is don't be that person. Okay. Just if you need to buy everything of one thing and you need to explain to somebody, just give out the explanation to, you know, that probably makes it a lot better. Because here I am, you know,
filled with rage,
demonizing an old man for buying six loaves of bread at once. If I was him, I would have done the same. If I needed six loaves of bread, I would have done the same thing, too.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is just share the love. Other people need bread to make sandwiches during lunchtime. So be aware of that. Yeah. Have you guys ever had this experience? I want to know. This is so strange to me. It's never happened before. You can call or text 306-783-3699. And don't worry, I did eventually get bread. So it's fine. I did eventually get some bread.
Nick and Reader are big wrestling fans.
But inter-office disputes will not be settled in a steel cage.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Harry Styles, Friday morning, more hits, more favorites, Fox FM, it's Nick and Reader with you, and Reader, have you seen the photos of the championship rings that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers got for winning the Grey Cup?
I saw one quick, I didn't have a close look at it though.
All right, here's a picture of Adam Big Hill holding his championship ring. What do you think of the championship ring? Okay, as rider
as
by
objective and not as a rider fan, they're okay. They look like a little baby ring compared to the Raptors rings.
This is what I wanted to talk about, and I'm glad you brought that up because I think championship rings are just too darn big nowadays.
Really?
I think that is stupid. I want to... If I was an athlete and I won a championship, I would want a ring that I could wear whenever I wanted. Yeah. And when you see championship rings like that, at least to me, I think they're too big. I think that they would just be a nuisance, and I don't think that they should be that big. But it's not up to me. I know that. But I'm team small ring. You don't mind the big rings?
I don't mind them because they're... It's kind
you
of
mentioned the Raptors ring, and that's literally the biggest championship ring that's ever been made.
Yeah, I don't think there's been one bigger. I think because I don't know if the players necessarily get a trophy. I think in the old days, players might have used to got sort of a smaller version of the cup kind of thing.
Okay. Kind of like the NFL, they do little trophies.
Yeah, I don't know if they get that anymore. So I guess in theory, having a gigantic championship ring is kind of like having a trophy.
I just feel like you see old-timey sportscasters with their championship rings on while they're on TV and stuff. You see Henry Burris with his ring, and like it's a tasteful thing, right? Like it doesn't look ridiculous. I see this picture of Adam Big Hill with his ring, and it looks crazy to me.
It kind of the picture that of him, it kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you ever watched The Mighty Hercules when you were a kid.
No, I didn't.
The old cartoon. When he put the ring on, he'd like put it on his finger, then raise his fist up over his head, and then like thunder and lightning would hit. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ting! And then all of a sudden he would have all the power and be able to do amazing things.
So that's what the Blue Bombers are trying to do.
It may be.
They're trying to channel that thunder and lightning.
It reminds me a little bit of that.
Have you ever seen a championship ring up close before?
No, I haven't.
This is my time to brag because I know a guy that played for the Riders in 2013 when they won the Grey Cup. And I actually got to see his ring. And it's a great ring. If you've seen the 2013 Grey Cup rings, they look nice. They're a good size. He wore it to my friend's wedding in September. It was really cool to see it. So
I always think of them as more decorative than practical.
Yeah, and I guess I'm thinking, oh, don't you want to show it off to everybody and stuff? That's just me. But either way, what do you guys think of championship rings? Are they too darn big, or do you not care because it's literally just a trophy?
What would you choose? It's Bad Superpowers with Nick and Reader on Fox FM.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM. It's right, it's time for Bad Superpowers, the portion of the show where Reader has to pick between bad superpowers and tell me why.
Okay.
All right, so your first one. Everything you touch glows bright orange for a half hour after touching it. Or every morning, you wake up on an air mattress in the middle of a lake.
I'd take the air mattress.
You'd roll the dice on the air mattress?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have things glowing after I touched it for half an hour because every single cookie jar around me would just be glowing constantly.
That's true.
How about this? You can talk to animals, but all of them can only speak Portuguese.
Uh-huh.
Or, if you bear down really hard, you can grow your hair out, but you can't control where it's going to show up on your body.
I'd talk to the animals.
Oh, really? Yeah. I guess you could always learn Portuguese.
Exactly. You get to learn a new language.
Brush up on the old Portuguese. All right. You don't make any noise when you're going to the bathroom.
Okay.
Or you're bulletproof when you hold a turtle, but the turtle isn't bulletproof.
I'd take the no noise option.
Yeah, I feel like that's the more... With the other one, I can't help but think of a soldier running into a battlefield just holding a turtle in front of him.
Yeah. And the turtle's thinking, no.
Finally, you breathe fire when you're tickled. Or you have a mayo gun.
Mayo gun.
Mayo gun.
I mean, if I'm getting tickled and I'm laughing and thrashing around, I don't want to inadvertently, you know, burn somebody.
That'd be awful. Imagine somebody tickling you and the next thing you know, the house is on fire.
And your eyebrows are gone.
Oh my gosh. What would you choose for those bad superpowers? We'd love to hear what you have to say. You can text us 306-783-3699.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Mother, Mother on Fox FM. Nick and Reader with you. You can also stream us whenever you want at foxfmonline.ca. Reader, I did something super embarrassing yesterday, and I feel ashamed about it. And I feel like part of my penance is talking about it live on the radio in front of everybody.
Just got to work through it. Okay.
So I had a visit from my mom and dad. Part of that is they always do Costco trips for me because, of course, the closest Costco to us is Regina, and I don't want to go there. So I wait, and they get me those sesame snaps. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, I know the ones. Yeah.
So they get me like a Costco container. There's like 32 packages of it. And I didn't open it up until Monday, but I'm happy to report that I've eaten the entire thing in like the past 4 days.
Well, they're only little.
Yeah, but I mean, there's 32 packages of them in one of those containers. So in 4 days, I ate 32 packages of sesame snaps.
Yeah.
I'm like 20% sesame snap at this point. And
I bought a 6-pack of Bismarcks yesterday and pounded 5 of them. Oh, I only have 1 left.
That's what I love about you, Reader, is that no matter how ashamed I feel, you're always there to stand right there beside me in our little shame circle.
Exactly. I have my moments, too.
You know what, guys? It's Friday. Treat yourself. Go get a dozen donuts and eat as many as you want.
Nick and Reader are excited that the Seattle Kraken are named after the sound Reader's knees make. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Lizzo's Good As Hell, More Hits, More Favorites, Fox FM on this Friday morning. Many of you out there are going to be spending this weekend enjoying the indoors and maybe your favorite streaming services. So it is time for Nick and Reader at the Movies. There's some stuff coming up here on Netflix that dropped today that I want to talk about. Reader, if you're a Netflix fan, you can watch the original Conan the Barbarian.
Oh,
yeah.
Going back to Arnold, yeah.
For those of you out there that remember the Little Rascals remake that came out in the 90s.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that one's on Netflix as well, too. That was one of my childhood favorite movies. I used to watch that all the time, so if you want to relive that. And also on Netflix, Bring It On. All of the Bring It On movies.
Oh, it'll be brought in.
Something will be brought in over the weekend because of those movies. Also, Amazon, if you have Amazon Prime, Reader, season 1 of X-Files.
Oh.
Yeah. I tried starting X-Files a few years back. My mom and dad watched it every week when it was on TV when I was a kid. I was always scared of it. I was too young. Yeah.
I was always more into Chris Carter's other show, Millennium.
Oh, yeah. I remember we talked about this a little while back. And finally, if you have Crave, you can grab new episodes of Drag Race Canada and new episodes of Doom Patrol, which is the superhero show. It's kind of like the X-Men, but it's not like the X-Men kind of thing, too. Are you looking forward to anything streaming over the weekend?
I'm not going to have too much time to do much, at least tomorrow anyway, so maybe I'll sit back Sunday and pull something up, but I'm kind of a browser and see what's there, and if something catches my eye, I'll sit down and watch it all.
I look forward to Monday morning where we come into work and you tell me just how many times you watched Conan the Barbarian over the weekend. And also, I look forward to your Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions as we talk about Conan the Barbarian on Monday. What are you guys looking forward to streaming this weekend? Did we miss any of the streaming services you have? Let us know. Call or text 306-783-3699.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.